At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, has their fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weather Peak. But did you know they sell other automotive products as well? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, just go to TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com. It's the way the tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hey, how are you? Welcome in. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts live every day from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way that tire buying should be. There's this weird thing about sports. And it goes a little something like this. You need to play with great effort, intensity. You need to try hard. But when you try too hard, oftentimes the opposite of the intended effect takes place. And I think Dan Byer, by the way, is the best golfer among us. I think he could probably attest to this. The golf analogy is probably the best, which is you get up to the tee and you want to hit it a long way. And the common thought of any human being is, well, if I swing harder, the ball will go further, right? If I swing harder, the ball will go further. That's what most people think. And there's a deal with golf. Yes, the velocity of your swing, your swing speed is at least a portion of the calculation in regards to how far the golf ball goes. But if you get out of rhythm, if your club is ahead of the shaft or behind the shaft because you're swinging so hard and it gets whippy, if you don't have the right shaft firmness for your type of swing, if your rhythm is off, and basically you swing too hard and all of us have done it, that sucker ends up way right and you're like, wait a second, I hit it, it sounded pure, I swung hard, that doesn't make sense. Happens in tennis. And I know a lot of you have transitioned or skipped over the whole tennis thing because tennis is harder than pickleball, but trust me, I've played tennis a lot, and they talk about hitting out in tennis, right? But there's a magic to it, right? What percentage of hitting as hard as you can you actually keep the tennis ball on the court? Right? Because there's this like line there. Happens in baseball. Yes, the exit velo is greater if you swing as hard as you can, but you have to load, Okay. And you have to have a certain rhythm and you want to hit it with your, with all of your force at the very right moment. And you got to make sure that you make contact on the barrel. Okay. You have to use your legs and your hips, but if you swing too hard too soon, one, you miss it, and two, oftentimes you'll just pull it into the home team's dugout. In basketball, when you're told this team can't score, you guys can't shoot, and you try and prove somebody wrong, there's a limit there to where you try too hard. And look, it's a guy thing too. You know the guy that shows up and he walks in and instead of just that one spray of cologne, he's got three sprays of cologne. You want to know what the women think? He's trying too hard. Compensating for something. Right? The $30,000 millionaire in Dallas or in Cali that drives around with a super, super fancy souped up car because he's covering for the fact that, well, maybe his body wasn't constructed the way other men were constructed, or maybe he doesn't really have a great job at home, but he's trying to front like he does. Look, Virginia didn't belong in the NCAA tournament. I'm not one of these guys that usually says your performance in the NCAA tournament is either is validation or invalidation for your entry to the tournament. But when the numbers and such a feeling of, I love Tony Bennett, I like that program, but man, Ken Pom before the night had you at 69. When we watch you and we're like, I just don't see it. And then you play as poorly as they played last night. Everyone, even the people like myself who say, look, your performance in the tournament doesn't validate whether or not you should get in. If it did, well, look at the upsets. You know, didn't Purdue lose to FDU last year? Fairly ridiculous university, didn't they? Did that mean they didn't belong in the tournament? Of course not. They played a bad game against a team that played out of their minds. But when Virginia struggles to score all year long, when they have these long droughts all season long within their games to score the basketball, when their defense is not nearly as good as it has been regarded in the past, and then you try and compensate or overcompensate, it just got worse. Like, look, Virginia wasn't great, probably didn't belong in the tournament. I would have rather seen Indiana State. You could make a case for a whole bunch of other teams that were as or maybe more deserving, whatever. But they're not as bad as they played last night. It's the snowball effect. It's the fancy car effect. It's the golf swing effect. Where when things start going bad and you try harder and harder and harder and harder and harder and it just snowballs on you and nobody can make a shot. It is the absolute worst feeling. It's the worst. And I know that people like to say, well, Tony Bennett's teams don't score. Well, when they won the national championship, they averaged 71.5 points per game. This year, 63. And as good as they are thought to be defensively, this was not the defensive metrics told you this was not a great defensive team. And when you go 10 minutes without scoring, there's no question that that mental side to it comes into effect. Mental side to, like, I watched, people forget this, okay? When Villanova won their first national championship under Jay Wright, not the Raleigh Massimino 88 one, okay, the one under Jay Wright. Does anybody remember what happened in the semifinals of the Final Four? Byer, any recollection at all for what? This is not a quiz. You're not a bad person, or it's not. You know a ton of stuff, so don't feel bad. I'm asking you on the spot.
No, I don't know what you're getting at.
They played Oklahoma. They rematched with Oklahoma, who beat them badly in Hawaii in the regular season. They beat Oklahoma by 44 points in the national semifinal. Okay? 44 points. They humiliated Oklahoma. That's Buddy Hield was on that team. Right? Remember, this is the year where they played in Houston. Right? And Chris Jenkins hit the shot to win it. That was the North Carolina. That was the championship game. The semifinals was against Oklahoma. And honestly, an Oklahoma team who was a great shooting team, the exact same thing happened. Exact same thing happened. Where they got behind, they couldn't make a shot, they couldn't get a stop, and it just snowballed on them. And a great team, and this is obviously not a classically great team, but a great team was made to look like, why was Oklahoma even here? How did they get to this game? Why would anybody talk about Oklahoma? Right? And the reason is because Villanova took out all that angst and energy and got a lead. And as it got bad, they were trying harder and harder and harder. And there is, in fact, a mental thing with, and again, I just think the golf analogy is the best one. Sometimes trying so hard to prove somebody wrong or to make a point ends up being the exact opposite way to be successful. So that was bad last night. And, you know, look, this is how it works in the sport, which is we all want confirmation bias. If you didn't think Virginia belonged in the tournament, there's your confirmation against Colorado State. If you thought Colorado State was underseeded, there's your confirmation. The problem with it is, this is the problem, is we will make the exact opposite argument or we won't make that argument tonight. Like Boise State, they're sitting there going like, man, we're in the Mountain West. Why are we in the play-in game? If Boise gets beat, and they won't get beat as bad. If they get beat, it won't be as bad as last night. But if they get beat, no one's going to say, hey, Boise didn't belong in because they got beat. But that was a bad one. That was a, how the hell they get here? Boy, that was a mistake. Yikes, why are they in the tournament? I look at it differently now. I look at it as the reality of the sport is that it has changed dramatically. Right? Tony Bennett, and you may not love that style. You may not want to cheer for that style. You may not want your kid to play that style. It's just different. It's almost like you have to prorate somebody's stats playing at Virginia. By the way, just so you know, Tony Bennett also coached a guy who is a pretty good offensive player. His name's Clay Thompson. You guys ever heard of Clay Thompson? He's had a decent career. He coached him at Washington State, took Washington State to the Sweet 16. He took a dormant Virginia program and made it into a national power and a national champion. So it's not like the guy's an idiot. It's not like he forgot how to coach. This batch just wasn't that good and had these long droughts offensively. And the reality of it is, when you have a school that, while they have a gigantic endowment, believes in their academic mission as much as their athletic mission, this is what it looks like. What a bad day for the ACC as well, huh? And the Atlantic Coast Conference, if you just put it on paper, and I said this, okay, if you're just close your eyes for a second, well, not if you're driving, okay, but maybe get lost in thought for a second. I said one league has Syracuse, Duke, Carolina, Louisville, Virginia, who else? NC State, Wake Forest, Pittsburgh. Like, you're like, wait, one league? Yes. You'd be like, that's as good a basketball league as I've ever heard. And yet the league is crummy right now. Why? Well, you have a lot of either small private schools, Wake Forest, one of the smallest Division I schools. Okay. Boston College, fairly small as well. You kind of go through all of these different schools, small prize, or elite academic schools. Carolina's an elite academic school. Duke's an elite academic school, also small private. Virginia, elite academic school. they have two things going against them. They don't have a depth of donors to call on to help them with football and basketball. And then they have a lot of academics who graduated like a Virginia degree is worth way more than anything we give in NIL. That's not what we're about. And then you have people at the university campus like, look, you can take transfers, but they got to get in. Many of these schools don't take online classes. They don't transfer. I don't know if you know this, if you have a college student, let alone a college student athlete, but a lot of kids don't ever step foot on campus anymore, especially athletes. So it's hard to get them a lot of the transfers. They don't have a bunch of NIL, and you don't get players that stay or 3 or 4 years. And oh yeah, by the way, when you don't have hot NIL and you have a reputation of not playing fast, it's hard to get kids, even if you recruit high level kids, to get them to stay. So the sustainability of Virginia basketball in the future is very much in doubt if Virginia doesn't make some changes. But for last night, that was confirmation bias to any of us who thought Virginia didn't belong in. Sadly so. I do think it snowballed and looked way worse. The difference between those two teams is not 25 points. It's not, hey, they can't score 40 against them. It was just brutal. And oh yeah, by the way, in a year in which the women's game has attracted a lot of attention because of the star power that they have. Look, and we don't pay attention to the fact that the women's game, you know, you get out of those top five, top 10 teams, and it's equally horrific, equally trash. Those are two bad basketball games. And made even worse by the fact that you got Virginia, someone who won a national championship in the last 6, 7 years, looking that bad, that inept, that non-competitive with Colorado State. What is that, by the way, about, Dan, with swinging a golf club where the harder you swing, the worse it gets?
Your muscles. Yeah, everything tightens up. It's better for it to be elastic and loose. You get more of that lag. And, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's so difficult.
It's so
yes.
It's so frustrating, right? So frustrating.
Yeah.
Right?
And pros can obviously swing hard as well, but they are – you know, really good at it and their muscles aren't clenching up. We think swinging hard is.
Yes. Yes. And that happens in basketball, right? Lots of things spread in basketball. Selfishness spreads in basketball. Unselfishness spreads in basketball. And when dudes are missing shots, like everybody starts missing shots. It's just crazy how that stuff works.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com to see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Crazy how it works.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fill out your tourney brackets now. The Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit FoxSportsRadio.com now to register. Fill out your brackets and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket. The winning bracket wins the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend with a $2,000 Graduate Hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel credit, and a basketball swag bag. The FoxSportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay, and by Tractor Supply. We'll get to Jared Smith in a moment after we get an update from Dan. I did want to play this for you. Oh, maybe not. Yeah, hold on. Give me 1 second. Did you guys hear what Tom Izzo had to say? So Tom Izzo, do I need to like give the who Tom Izzo is? This is a real question. What percentage of people don't know who Tom Izzo is? It's a real question. What percentage of people don't know who Tom Izzo is?
I mean, my overall answer would just be never assume.
Never assume?
Like in general or in like our sports world?
Listening to my radio show.
I would say 95% no.
It's good.
Sam, you agree with that?
Listening to your show, yes. Let's say for the last 5 to 7 years, 95%.
No, you can't do 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
I'm saying like somebody, no.
Right now. Today.
Yes.
Right now.
Somebody turns on the radio. And they hop in the car and like Fox Sports Radio.
I'm going to say 97%. And 3% don't know who Tom Izzo is.
Okay. Jay Stu said what we're always taught in radio, which is never assume. Okay. I actually think the percentage might be lower than you think.
I think that people who listen to sports talk radio like and love sports, so they know sports. So there's an implied knowledge to go against.
Yes,
assumption.
But like, again, I've done this before where I've been at a party and I know that people are full of it, you know, but they'll go like, man, I love sports. Oh, really? What's your favorite sport? College basketball. And this is what happened when I was like working at CBS doing Selection Sunday. Yeah, man, I love college football. I love it. Love the NCAA tournament, Final Four. I love everything about it. What do you do? Like, excuse me? I don't know if there's as much awareness, but he had this to say, Tom Izzo, head coach of Michigan State, legendary Hall of Fame head coach, national champion, 6 Final Fours. He had this to say about how he would improve the NCAA tournament.
SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has hinted recently pretty strongly about the idea of maybe more opportunities for power league teams, possibly at the expense of the one bid leagues. What do you think about that? And I guess in general, just about football's potential impact on this tournament.
Well, I'm a Division II guy, you know, so I'm always looking for the little guys. And maybe that would be a reason to expand. I just think what's happening now, everybody likes the upsets in the first weekend, but I'm not sure moving on that's what's best for the game. I think it's got to be looked at seriously. There's a great, great game here, and I don't want it to be damaged. I do worry about it. I'm on every committee I could be on to try to help solve that, and I would love to talk to him and our commissioner. I know they've been talking a lot. I just don't know what the answers are.
Yeah, he didn't really give a strong take, but he was just like, do we really want the upsets? And this is a real thing. It's like everyone says they want the upsets, but they don't watch when those teams advance. Oh, I love the Florida Atlantic story. Did you watch the Final Four last year? Well, I didn't know anybody on the teams. I do think the one thing that changes now is even in the big teams, people don't know who's playing. So so you really are chasing laundry. I'm gonna just say this one last time. Nobody knows who these players are. They've never truly known who they are, but especially now so. And the comical thing about NIL, name, image, and likeness, is it has nothing to do with their name, image, likeness because they don't truly have a ton of value. And the easiest way is, again, the schools rate, the players don't. Duke plays, Kentucky plays, people watch. Kansas plays, people watch. Doesn't actually matter that much who plays for them. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's welcome in Jared Smith, our Fox Sports Radio betting analyst. He joins us on the program. Jared, let's start with some picks. Let's start with tonight. Okay. You got first four. Any interest in either of the two games betting-wise?
Well, I'll tell you what. The most interesting thing about the Colorado-Boise State matchup, which obviously will be the more intriguing of the two matchups, unless you really like those 16 seeds going at it, which, let's be honest, that can be pretty fun too. But certainly teams that can, you know, make a run later in the week, I would put both of those teams in that category. And the Leon Rice-Tad Boyle connection, Doug, is very interesting. That was the first thing I noticed in that interview right after Boise State got selected. You heard Leon Rice say, yeah, I was surprised that we were in this game, and then I looked at our opponent and I said, oh man, Tad Boyle. So these guys have been friends for years, and they talk about each other's teams very intimately multiple times per week. Familiarity breeds consent sometimes. So I'd be interested to see how both teams come out. They both know each other's personnel probably better than any other opposing coach maybe in the country outside of the teams that play in both of those conferences. So I think Boise State defensively, right, they've been to this spot. This is the third straight year they've been in the tournament with pretty much the same group. Haven't been able to get over the hump yet. We're seeing the market now get out to 3, 3.5. I think at that point I'll take the underdog with Boise State, but Colorado, high-level talent, high-level players. If they play their game, I think they certainly have the talent to get past this.
I actually really agree with you. Really agree with you on that. I think what we have a tendency to do is we have a tendency to go conference, 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 then it comes down to teams more than conference. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. Boise has been there before with Leon. Going back to when they lost to Dayton in Dayton, crazy game in the first four. Let's get to some of your picks here. Games you like. I love this one. Oakland taking on Kentucky, okay? And you got an Oakland coach, and Greg Campy has been there forever, and he's like, hey, we got a chance. A Kentucky team that explosive offensively, not much in terms of defense. Who do you like?
Yeah, I think Oakland's live here, Doug. I really do. And this Oakland team's better than you expect. So the Horizon League's not very good. But this Oakland team really challenged themselves. They actually have the 15th toughest non-conference strength of schedule this year. Played at Ohio State, at Illinois, lost to Drake on a neutral, won at Xavier, played at Michigan State, played at Dayton. Now, they lost most of those games. The only win was the one at Xavier. But again, certainly not afraid of the moment. And if you want to ask me teams that fit the profile of making a run in March, the Cinderella-type teams, well, I want them to play a slow tempo. Most of the teams that advanced, like Princeton last year, they play slow, they can defend. Now, don't get me wrong, Kentucky is explosive. If the Wildcats are making threes, I won't even go down the list of players that they have that are just more athletic, more explosive than this Oakland team. But, man, the SEC, I just don't trust the SEC. It's the highest percentage of blowouts in any conference this year. It's a very volatile league. I think the key to winning in March is to stay consistent, and that's not how I view the SEC. So I think Oakland getting a ton of points in this game. I think Oakland plus the points is the way I would play it and absolutely bet the money line as well.
Oakland plus the points. All right, Texas Tech taking on NC State. This is a Texas Tech team that at home has been outstanding in the Big 12. On the road, not so much. An NC State team that I don't think they underachieved. They just weren't very good all season long. Of course, they get it going. They hit a shot to force overtime against Virginia, and then they go on to win the ACC, including beating North Carolina in order to do so. Texas Tech's a 4.5-point favorite. The total's 145.5. Who do you like?
Yeah, the Wolfpack were unconscious last week. I mean, it could be the UConn effect where in 2014, right, they went absolutely bananas and then ripped through the tournament as well. But I don't see that. Like, that was the most outlier season perhaps in the history of college basketball. I think it's tough to ask this NC State team, which does not play any defense, to be able to defend over not only the stretch of this game, but, you know, continue to advance in the NCAA tournament later on. I think Texas Tech maybe a little bit undervalued, ran into a very hot Houston team in the Big 12 tournament, but they're very balanced. I like the Nevada transfer, Darian Williams, but he injured his ankle in that Big 12 quarterfinal game. Didn't play against Houston in the semis. He is expected to play in this game. I think if he's able to go, I really like this Texas Tech defense. I trust the head coach, Grant McCaslin, has done a great job. Remember, they won the NIT with North Texas last year. NC State's got the DJs, right? Horn, Burns, those guys can fill it up, but I don't know how much they have left in the tank after the five-day stretch. And here's the kicker. If you want one trend to back in the NCAA tournament, teams entering the tournament off a loss of 20-plus are 23-10 ATS in that opening game. Texas Texas Tech, of course, got blown out by Houston. Now we get a bounce back, a buy low spot. That trend fits the market vibes I like to bet on, Doug, right? Buy low, sell high. Teams coming off a big loss tend to do well in that first turn again.
Jared Smith joining us, our Fox Sports Radio lead betting analyst. Of course, we're getting you ready for tomorrow's first round games in the NCAA tournament. Houston's taking on Longwood. This one interesting in terms of Houston because Griff Aldrich, well, used to live in Houston, was a lawyer in Houston, an AAU coach in Houston, and he's taking on a Houston team that, well, they got thumped in the Big 12 championship game. A Houston team, though, that plays kind of dynamic defense, sometimes can struggle to score offensively, very good with Jamal Shedd at their point guard position. Longwood didn't win their league, but did beat the league champion twice, including beating High Point at High Point in the semifinals to go on to win the Big South Championship. The line is 24, and the total is 128. Who do you like?
Yeah, what a run by Longwood. I mean, and I had money on Asheville to win that tournament, and I thought for sure once they beat High Point and it was UNC Asheville against Longwood in the final with Asheville as a favorite and Drew Pember, I thought I was good. But this Longwood team had other ideas. Michael Christmas, right? He was the star in that game. Kind of had the series of his life in that tournament, 43% from deep. So that's the guy that Houston's going to key on defensively. But let's be honest, this is a game, and I'm calling this an act of Congress game. I think that's what it would take for Longwood to spring the upset here. Houston, they just do so much defensively. And again, that trend we talked about with Texas Tech, teams coming off a loss of 20+, they tend to be a little bit undervalued in the tournament. And I know you're saying, well, they're 24-point favorites. How can they be undervalued? If they played this game a week or two ago before the Lancers had that crazy run and before Houston's blowout loss, it probably is 30. So I just think Houston is probably a hair too light here. I would absolutely lay the point. I think first half is also a fantastic bet. They need guys like Cryer and Sharp to knock down shots, right? This Houston team still has that issue offensively. Late games, can Jamal Shedd be the guy? Well, he was the Big 12 player and defensive player of the year, so I certainly hope he can be the guy. But I think that's more later on in the tournament. They'll be fine in this game, and I think they get off to a fast start. Houston covers.
All right. I like that. Get off to a fast start, and Houston covers the 24-point line. I got two more for you. Clemson is a dog. Right, a dog against New Mexico. Now, Clemson's a 6 seed. New Mexico's an 11 seed. I don't remember a 6 ever being an underdog against 11 before. Do you?
Yeah, actually, it did happen a couple years ago. Remember, Colorado State was a 6 seed underdog to Michigan, and that Dickinson-Eli Brooks Michigan team. Michigan won that game. In fact, the trend says the underdog doesn't do well in this spot. The 6 seed underdog doesn't do well against the 11 seed New Mexico. But again, we get another one of these spots where Clemson's coming off a 21-point blowout, hellacious blowout to Boston College. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, Texas Tech lost to Houston, and Houston lost to Iowa State, so it's fair to bet on those teams coming off of bad losses against good teams. Clemson, I think, of this trend that I like coming off the blowout, I think this is the one that I like the least because it conflicts with the 11 seed favorite trend that is pretty reliable. But I'll say this, New Mexico has not been reliable this year defensively. They had that crazy run in the Mountain West tournament to get to this game. And I just don't necessarily like backing teams that scare me defensively that are coming off of a really great run that now have to raise that level again. Now, don't get me wrong. The Lobos have all the talent. Donovan Dent, second team all-conference, Toppin, co-freshman of the year. House, we know, is fantastic. They've got Amzo coming off the bench, who is the sixth man of the year in the conference. So the talent is certainly there with the Lobos. But listen, Clemson's got a couple guys as well. I mean, P.J. Hill is first team all-ACC, and I think Scheiflin's the most improved player in the conference. So I think the value here lies with Clemson getting the points as the ACC team. But don't get me wrong, New Mexico can light it up at any moment.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's Jared Smith, our lead betting analyst here at Fox Sports Radio. Let's get one more in here. Morehead State, taking on Illinois. Now, full disclosure, I've seen Illinois a bunch, several times in person, including throughout their entire run to win the Big Ten tournament. Really like this team. The good things, Marcus Damask, awesome. Terrence Shannon, even more awesome, like just a ridiculous player of the year type of player. The downside, they don't have a point guard. And they don't. They only have one big, no real rim protection with Dane Danger. They take on Morehead State, who's a 14 seed. The line is 11.5, and the total's 147.5.
Man, this Morehead State team's tough, Doug. 24th toughest non-conference schedule. They played at Purdue, at Bama, at Penn State, at Indiana. And, again, they lost those games. But they're not afraid of the moment. And that's the psychological thing that we have to handicap here. The talent is incredible. If you just stack these teams up on paper, Illinois is more talented by a million. They should win this game 999 times out of 1,000. But you know just as well as me, in the NCAA tournament, that outlier situation rears its ugly head if you're not ready for the moment. And I'll be honest, if Riley Minnix plays well in this game, this is one of my favorite stories in all of college basketball this year. This dude was playing for an NAIA team last year in Lakeland, Florida. He's the OVC player of the year. 6 nationally, 18 double-doubles. They've got some shooters. Khalil Thomas led the OVC in three-point percentage, almost 44%. Lathan, the Milwaukee transfer first team all-conference as well. So again, I have a team that's balanced on both sides. They run a slow tempo. They've played tough competition this year. And they get to face an Illinois team that just ran through the Big Ten tournament, played probably one of their best games offensively the whole year against Wisconsin in the final. And now they have to play this kind of gritty, tough Morehead State team. I think I'm taking points here. Absolutely sprinkle the money line. I think Morehead State's a little undervalued here.
He's Jared Smith. He's our Fox Sports Radio lead Benny analyst. Jared, you're the best. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good luck, everyone.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. You know, it's funny. I got a pretty tight haircut yesterday. You guys can see a little high fade, skin fade. From my boys, shout out to Dapper Dons in Costa Mesa. I love my boy Gabe.
Nice.
My boy Gabe always like, hey man, you want some water? Nah. You want a beer? Want to smoke some weed? I got to work later. But
very nice.
It's a good spot. We got the midway coming up, top of the hour. You always love that. Let's get to Dan Byer with the game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb
Just
Show.
Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. Dan Byer's the right player. So is Jay Stu and my boy Iowa Sam. A team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So, lace up your sneakers, make winning plays. Just go to FoxSportsRadio.com, register for your chance to win the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Fill out your bracket, get your rules. Compete against us and fellow listeners. See who's got the best bracket, win great prizes. Fox Sports Radio's Bracket Challenge, presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels. Dan, I'm sorry I pinched you on time. What do you got?
Doug, the game today is...
For better or worse.
You do not so that's get the part, yes.
At Leroy's Hair Care Center in Merrill, Wisconsin, you do not get those sort of things, and I'm fine with it.
You should.
I'm good with
no beer?
No beer?
Wisconsin.
No brats? Some beer? You want some brats?
You get great conversation while you're doing a darn there, good haircut for a good price.
Curds?
That's what you get.
Cheese curds.
All right, for better or worse, long layoff into the tourney or a short turnaround, Doug? What is better or worse? So
Yeah, yeah. I got the mid-majors, their tournaments were done a while ago,
right? Yeah, Drake's had a week, you know, week and a half off.
I think the long layoff. You're tired.
It's worse.
Yep. It's better.
Oh, it's better. It's better. Okay.
Yeah, you need to rest a little bit.
All right, for better or worse, Izzo's resume versus Calipari's resume. What would you like to have?
Both have one championship?
Yeah, Izzo 2000, Cal 2012.
I'm going to go Izzo. One school, some great runs, some disappointing losses. I'll go Izzo.
For better or worse, I pat myself on the back for this one. NCAA tournament Thursday versus Thanksgiving Thursday.
Jeez. Wow, like two of the great days in sports.
I know, right?
Push. It's Thanksgiving, family, and food is awesome.
I know.
But it's also, where do you watch? You know what? I'm going to say NCAA tournament Thursday. Because almost always we get something really cool. Whereas there's been a lot of... I mean, how many years did we have the Lions sucked on Thursday, right? And then, like, the last game you're worn down by, and then you're dependent upon the Cowboys. Yeah, the NCAA tournament, I'm going to say it's better. Thanksgiving Thursday worse. Although I do love Thanksgiving as a holiday.
All right, for better or worse, MLB overseas versus NFL overseas.
MLB overseas worse. NFL overseas better. And I think it's because where they're going. When you go overseas to Europe, you get the early morning game.
Yes.
When you go to Asia, you get the middle of the night game. And as I'm sure Jay Stu knows, it sucks. It's 3 a.m. Nobody can watch that stuff.
All right. Finally, Doug, for better or worse, pizza for the NCAA tournament versus wings for the NCAA tournament.
I had a pizza last night. Going to have wings tonight. But wings better. Wings better. Pizza worse. But not much worse. I love wings.
And that's game time.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
We have an amazing midway for you. Maybe some discussion of pizza, wings, beer. That's all upcoming next. As we get you ready for Thursday, tomorrow, the day. Take the day off. Take your kids out of school. It's Doug Gottlieb Show. That's next on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.